to do with God, where I was happy and I had fun, but it didn't last. Then you were down here again. Do you know that today, depression, and there is more of that today in the world. There's more medication that goes out to depression and than any other medication in the world. Why? Because people aren't happy. Marriages aren't happy. Lives aren't happy. There's no purpose. Because see, a person will never make you happy. Because even my wife, even though she's nice, she'll never make me always happy. That's why your joy has to come from God, and then you can allow people to be people. Because your happiness isn't in whether she's perfect all the time and does everything you want. And all of a sudden, when your joy comes from God, and you have peace. Peace is huge. Just have peace with your life. It's amazing. I was talking to a guy this morning. I had to go look at talk to a couple of people. And I was sitting down, and he was asking about my father, because he knew my father had a big construction business. Or it wasn't big, but it was he did it his whole life up here, doing what I did. And he said to me, well, I don't know exactly. I do know, but I don't want to tell you everything. But it ended up that my dad made millions in his life. And this guy owns a big Bobcat, many Bobcat dealerships in Hamilton and here and there and all over. And he said, it must have been nice to have a dad that give you everything to start out and get going. I said, when my dad died, he didn't have anything. He gave everything he had away. And this guy looked at me like I was crazy. Why? Because most people work their whole life, what? To have a lot of money in the bank for a rainy day, and then they die and people fight over it. Well, there wasn't anything for us to fight over, was there? But you know what? My dad, there was $30,000, right? That's what he had left. But you know what, my dad, I was with my dad the last month. I slept on the cement floor beside him in his bed. When he was in his bed, I was on the floor in the hospital. And I went to work every day, and I came back, and I stayed every night with him. And then Pearl came in the day with Mom and Dad. And he had no regrets. None. My dad gave three homes away. Three homes, houses. Because he seen needs. When life has purpose, it's not about you. It doesn't mean that anybody in here don't ever take somebody else's vision and try to live it. Because every one of us has our own. And God's given us all purpose. So don't ever give your car away because I have. Because you might not have a car, then you'll be mad at God. But every one of us has a purpose. And listen, and if everybody does what God wants them to do, the world will be changed one by one. And that's what my dad's purpose was to make a difference in people's lives. I remember as a boy going with my dad with alcoholics, taking them home. The police didn't want to deal with them anymore. I remember when I went to one place and I laughed because my dad was a big man. I don't know why I'm so small. And he was strong. And my dad was strong. He didn't look strong because he was a big man. He was 300 pounds plus. But he was strong, and he could. I remember there was two neighbors fighting on the lawn. And the wives always called my dad. He was like the local policeman. Or the preacher, I mean. Sorry. And he just went over and he said, "Boys, quit your fighting." And they swore at him. And he just grabbed both of them by the seat of the pants, like by the belt, and just carried them across the yard. We were just boys. And he threw both of them in the back of the half ton. And he took both of them home, put them to bed, and said, "Now don't come out till tomorrow." And that's what my dad did. But he loved them people. I remember, there's my dad. My dad was a man of love. He loved people. I remember our neighbor. Our neighbor was so mean to us. I remember Ray and I, my brother, before he was killed, we were building a fort, and we cut a bunch of, with a like a saw. And we cut a bunch of firewood, but sticks, like I'm talking like inch and a half around. And the neighbor came over and said, "Your boys stole all our firewood." And we had like a wheelbarrow full of sticks, like little sticks. And my dad said, "I'm sorry." And he went in underneath our deck. And he loaded up a whole truckload of real firewood, backed it in, and gave it to him. The guy didn't know what to say. But my dad was a peacemaker. He's one that cared about people. He went the extra mile. He wasn't perfect, but he had purpose. And when I was laying with him at the end of the life, everybody that came in to say goodbye to him, I remember Chris Wilson, and his new wife came in. And I'm talking about purpose, because see, so many people die and they never fulfill this much of what they have. They're just trying to make a living, and they're just trying to go through life, and they're just trying to just cope with life, and they don't realize, if you want to become great, if you want to become great, the Bible says, if you want to become great in my kingdom, see, that's why the kingdom of God and this world system are two different systems. And it's not my job to tell people. I don't go into anybody's home and tell them how to live and what to do. But they're two different systems. The Bible says if you want to become great in my kingdom, in the kingdom of God, you need to become a servant. And you need to become a servant of God, and you just serve people. In the world, if you want to become great, you need to become a boss. And you're bigger and better and stronger than everybody. The Bible says in my kingdom, in the kingdom of God, if you want to prosper, help another person prosper. In the world system, and when I say the world, because that God does things different. And when people abuse you, God says you pray for them and bless them and be good to them. In the world, you get them back, you sue them, you get them into court, you beat them, and you get your money out of them. It's just two different worlds. I've never sued anybody in my life. I've had lots of opportunities. It's just not me. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm not saying it's a sin. I'm not saying anything. I'm just telling you it's two different kingdoms. And the Bible says first, if you'll seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and his way of doing things, everything else in your life will be added to you. Let me just show you this. I'm going to read the scripture and then I'll let Duffy come and do some announcements. Matthew 6 and 33. Because see, my dad didn't have any regrets when he died. Because, see, my dad, one of the regrets that he had was with me. Me and my dad never got along. But after my brother was killed, my dad came to me. And it wasn't even my dad, it was me. I was the idiot. But my dad came to me and he said, "I'm sorry." We had 20 20 years of heaven on earth. My dad went with me. I went with him. So it's how you start a race. It's how you finish a race. Because it's about people. And if you want to succeed in life, you need to be about people. Not ourselves. Because God promised. He promised that he would look after you. Do you know that this year, just in my business, do you know in business you're trying to work, you're trying to make things happen. You got bills, I got bills, I got 13 children, I got, you know, a lot. I won't even tell you. Do you know that I've given probably $200,000 worth of work away this year? To different people? Not because I couldn't do some of it. Because I know other people are in need. And I give it to them. Why? Because I don't trust in this system. I trust in God's system. And the Bible says, if you want to become great in my kingdom, you become a servant. And Jesus, what did he do when he was down here? He was God. That came in bodily form. I believe that. I'm not here because of anything else other than God's changed my life. And I know if he can do it for me, he can do it for anybody. God loves people. And if you're going to enjoy anything in this life, you got to have a vision. And I believe that God put that vision inside of you. Because see, I went from a little boy, as a little boy with this already in me, helping all these people in school. And all of a sudden, something changed. I didn't think about anybody else but me. What could I get for me? What could I get for me? I didn't care about, ask my sister. Selfish, self-centered, thinking of me, didn't care about anybody else. And all of a sudden, all I cared about was what my little dream, my little world. I didn't care about it, hurting anybody else. And all of a sudden, I became what? Depressed. On the outside, I put a smile on. My dad told me one day, he says, "You think you're King something. But he says, you know you're the king of Turd Island." He did. Because I thought I was something special. And he just tried to tell me how special I really was. I'll never forget it. I thought, Dad? My dad? You got to have purpose. And all of a sudden, I started to drink. Why? Why was I taking pills? Because it was all about me now. I couldn't sleep at night. I ended up, before I give my heart to Jesus, I was drinking every day. And not only drinking, taking pills, doing tons of stuff. Why? Because I was trying to be happy and I didn't know I wasn't happy. And then I gave my heart to Jesus, started to love people. Why? The very same thing when I was a little boy started to flow right out of me again. Because see, you know when you're a little boy, you know kids? when they pass away at a young age, you know where they go? They go to heaven. The very same thing as a little boy came back to me. Who do you think put that into me? God did. It's not about, we all got to live, but it's about people. And if it ever stops being about people, you better shake yourself up and realize what a Christian is. It's not about you. It's about people. And when you start caring about people and making a difference in other people's life, you become fulfilled. I don't even understand it, but there's a joy. And I'm talking to this Mr. Bobcat here, like millions and millions and millions of dollars. He told me he made $23 million last year. But he's got many dealerships. And he said, your dad give it all. You give it all away? You started with nothing? Nothing. Zero. We were minus, she said. She thought, she married me because she thought I had money, she said. And she realized she got into debt when she married me. Because see, I was good at showing it on the outside, right? But you know what? The Bible says, I want to read this because I believe the Bible. And you can't just believe the Bible because it all makes sense. That's why you have to have faith. And so I just choose. I chose to believe it. I'm not an educated guy. And so it wasn't hard because I didn't know the stars and the moon and all this stuff and, you know, evolution. And I don't know any of that. I just believe it. People say to me, well, can you prove this? Can you prove this? I can't prove nothing. I don't even argue with people. I just believe it. But you know, I started to believe the Bible. I believe that Jesus died. When I received him into my life, it changed my life. I had a peace I never had in my life. Never. Except for when I was a little boy. I started to have purpose. My whole focus, again, wasn't even on me. And I want to read this because, see, maybe I'll just preach this. I have a whole message here. I'm telling you, there's something about vision. The Bible says, I think it's in Proverbs 29. Let me just read, look quick. Could you find that song? Well, I'd like her to sing a song, if you can find it. Do you know the song, The Anchor Holds? You don't want me to sing to you. In spite of the storm. Because you know, in life, Julie and I have had to go through a lot of things. Julie has lost babies. There was a time in my life because of my stupidity. You know this. This is years ago. I owed $600,000, which isn't a lot of money to some people, but it is to me, when I wasn't hardly having anything. We've had things in our family go wrong. There's lots of things in life that go wrong. There was a time in our life when we were first married that Julie and I didn't want to be together. And we just started to put God first. God changed our lives. In spite of storms, life, everybody goes through storms. Everybody goes through rocky areas. Everybody goes through things they don't think they're ever going to be able to come out of. But with God, there is nothing impossible to him that believes. That's how you can become a person that does what's right, not what makes sense. Because when you do what's right, it always ends up right for you in the long run. Always. Proverbs 29, I got to find it, in verse 18. The Bible says, where there is no vision, people perish. Why do you think there's so much depression in life? Because they've lost hope. The reason they've lost hope is because their life doesn't look like it's going the way they want it to go. So many things go wrong in people's lives. We're in a world that things just go wrong. How do you have hope when everything's going wrong? How can you have joy when everything's going wrong? The only way you can have hope is to have vision and faith. Because faith will make you see the other side when all hope is gone. And the only way you can do that is through God. If I could take this and bottle up and sell it, I would make millions and millions and millions of dollars. Because I had a gun stuck in my mouth one time, ready to end my life. Because I had no vision and I had no hope. And as soon as I give my life to Jesus, that's when I give my life to Jesus, I begin to have purpose and hope. And this is the thing. God is a good God. The Bible says the enemy, or the devil, comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. God wants you to have abundant life, but it doesn't work the way the world works. The way God's abundant works is when you begin to serve God, and you begin to live your life. Really, your life's not your own, the Bible says. You've been bought with a price. And when you all of a sudden you just carry out your life, I'll be going down the road. I was yesterday, every day, I try to do something for somebody. Every day of my life. Because it's just what I am. It's just a vision that I have. I was in a store yesterday, getting fuel. And there was this lady, I've never seen her before in my life. Ever. And she didn't look like she had a lot of money. And then she went to pay for her fuel and she had $60 worth of fuel. And she started counting dimes and nickels. Like hundreds of them. To pay for this. And I just said to her, do you need money? I'll pay for that. She had enough. She had enough dimes, but it took like a long time. I just want to get out of there, actually. But no, I look for reasons every day to help people. Because I believe in it. I honestly believe in it. And there's things that aren't right that I do, where people aren't fair. But you do what's right. You do what's right because you want to keep sowing good seed. Don't do what other people do. You just keep doing what's right. And I'm telling you, it will automatically. See, I did everything I could to become somebody great. And it ended up with a shotgun stuck in my mouth. And my life wasn't great. So I give my life to God, and now I'm not my own anymore. And I'm trying to live my life according to my heart now and not my mind. And everywhere I go, I'm trying to make a difference in people's lives by helping them and giving them a break. And even in business, you know, instead of, you know, when people don't have a lot, you still try to do it. And you charge them $2,000 or $3,000 less. And people, my friends, other business people think you're crazy. Why would you do that? These people have to have this done. Charge them. I listen to my heart. Because I don't live the way by their rules. I live by God's rules. And so all of a sudden, here I am, I start serving God, I start seeking the kingdom of God first, and everything begins to work in my life. It doesn't make any sense. And then when things go wrong, we've had lots of things go wrong. But you got strength. Because you still got your joy. Because where does joy come from? A new car? From having $100,000 in your bank, knowing that, does joy come from that? No. Does joy come from the only way joy only comes from God. Fun times come, fun times go. I feel so sorry for people, some people that get married. I don't mean that in the wrong way. But I did a wedding. I do weddings every weekend pretty well. And I see these people, they put their whole year into this wedding. And they don't know this. But I know this. It's over when everybody leaves. And reality hits. And within a year, most of them are broke up again now. Because all their joy doesn't come from stuff and having money and having it. Joy only comes from one reason. From that's God. That's it. The Bible says, without a vision, people perish. Where do you get a vision?
From God.
From God. From the Bible. From the Word of God. And when you follow God's plan, you got a bullseye. How many people go out target shooting? I'm just asking. And just shoot at nothing. Like just bang, 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 bang. Is that fun? Even target shooting, is that fun? Not really. It's not. You want to aim at something, and you want to break the bottle. Or you want to see if you can beat your buddy. Why? Because you got a target. A vision is the very same thing. You got to have something that you're aiming for. Do you know that there's times in our life I'm just telling you, there's times in our life that it does not look like anything that I desire or I want is real. But what keeps me going every day? What keeps me waking up every morning and still going to work? It's called a vision. I've got a place where I know I'm going. And in spite of what goes on in life and all the hard things and the things in my family that we deal with and the things in life, it's a vision, it's the Word of God that carries me into that. So you just keep going in spite of life. And I'm telling you, I believe that people have lost a vision, and especially, I mean, I'm not sure there's people in church, but the world has just become so much about them that they're not even happy anymore. They don't even know what happiness is. Let me ask you this. Why do so many rock stars kill themselves? Because you're not happy because you got money. I like money. Because when you got money, you can do something with it. You can pay your bills. You can help people in need. I'm not against money. I'm not a preacher that thinks that everybody should be poor. I think everybody should be rich because it's a tool. But money is not my God. That's why when God tells me to give, I give. I've given motorcycles. I've given cars. I've given Corvettes. I don't give because somebody asked me. Sometimes I do too. But I give because I listen to my heart. And I try to listen to my heart and help people. And I just, I don't know how else to do it. I just try to listen to my heart. Without a vision, the Bible says here, without a vision, people perish. My Bible's moved. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, what's it say? What? Happy is he. So he that has a vision and follows it, this guy's happy. How many people have ever heard of Joseph? Remember he had a dream that he was going to be king. How many people in here have ever had a dream? I'm being completely real. How many people in here has ever had a dream? I've had a dream. Have I ever had my dreams crushed? Daily. I mean, when I was in school, my teacher, when I went to school, I only had went to school to grade 4, and then I went to private school, but which was my mom's school, which was terrible. We did homeschooling. My teacher told me that I would die by the time I would be 19. And you know what? She was exactly right. If it wasn't for God, I would have been dead. I had the police. I had a policeman come up to me in our own town and say to me, made me really love policemen. When my brother was killed, I was 17 years old. He was 19. And say to me, it's too bad your brother was killed. He was a really good guy. Should have been you. Life always doesn't give you what you want. But with a vision, and you keep it, you've been happy. Do you know that Julie and I told you last week, it's true. Danny, when we started out, Danny gave us food that he got from the IGA for his goats. He would pick the good stuff out and give it to us. And that's what raised Kylie and John. That's what they ate when they were babies. Mushed up bananas, mushed up fruit. But you know what? I can honestly say that because I've been serving God ever since Julie and I have been married. We have had life to the fullest. We've had an amazing life. I've said to my wife, if our life ended today, I have lived life to the fullest. I remember we were on one holiday. We were sleeping in our car because we didn't have enough money to get a motel. The cops would come and push us from parking lot to parking lot, say, you can't stay here. We give all the money we had away to another couple that were poorer than us. And we didn't even know how we were going to get home. But we didn't care. We've lived our life with purpose. And when we've had nothing, or when we've had something, we've always been happy because of Jesus. Our whole life. See, most people have happiness because their life is good. And then when their life is bad, then they're bad and they're sad. And then all of a sudden something good happens and they're happy again. And then something bad happens and they're sad again. And they're like, what do you call that? Like bipolar? Bipolar is not bipolar. Like, I'm not a doctor. It's just because life isn't always good. Like, I think we blame so much on, like, people are just screwed up today. because they don't know truth. Bottom line. And I was just a screwed up. Because they're told their whole life, if you ended up and you have money, you're going to be happy. If you have a nice car, you're going to be happy. And you have and if you have this, you're a good job, you're going to be happy. Well, I had them all and I wasn't happy. I was still doing drugs to try to make my happiness or my sadness go away. True. The exact same thing with God. I've had just as many things go wrong. I've had just as many things go right. But our life's been so blessed. Because we've been happy. And God's increased us every day. More and more and more and more. What am I saying today? If you want to become happy and have a vision, the vision will not be about you. It'll be about somebody else. And when you make somebody else's dreams come true, God makes yours. And I don't even know how to explain it. Because I'm not the greatest preacher. I'm not the greatest orator. I'm not the greatest this. But I know this. When you make it happen for somebody else, God makes it happen for you. The Bible says here in John, you got to have a vision. And I believe the vision's already in your little heart. I believe that. I believe God's put dreams inside of you. Do you know one of the dreams that I have? And one day I'll do this. I'm not my dad. I'm not doing this because of my dad. But you can ask my wife. I've always wanted to, and I'm not at the place right now, but one day I will. I've always wanted to build a brand new home. Not a brand new home and give it away to somebody that really needs it. That's one of the dreams that I have. Why? Because I'm a John? No. It's just something I want to do. I want to help people. And I will do that too. I just want to help somebody every day. But I don't wait till I have enough money to build a home and give it away. So I buy coffee for people. I buy tires for people. See, everybody is different. That's my calling. Everybody doesn't have to give anything away. But everybody can write a letter. Some people write cards. Some people can smile. Some people can just keep their mouth shut when somebody's saying something to them. Some people can just listen. Some people they're anointed just to listen to people. Some people have words of wisdom. I want to tell you, joy, health, peace, dreams, everything comes when you just follow the vision that's in your heart. Because when you follow the vision, God will make your vision come true. And that's why the enemy tries to get you off. Tries to cause division. Oh, they're weirdos. Division is number one thing that destroys people, destroys churches, destroys family. Bitterness. Somebody does something wrong. Some of the easiest things that we can do is protect ourselves. Some of the hardest thing is to say you're sorry when you're not wrong. I've had to do this every week. I had somebody phone me yesterday and tell me what he thought of me. And I just said to him, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And everything inside of me cringes when I want to say I'm sorry because I didn't do anything wrong. I've only been good to these people. I'm sorry. Just do the right thing. It doesn't matter. Life is so short. Do you know that I see people? I do funerals every day. Not every day. I do funerals like I've done 5 in the last month and a half. Life is here. and then it's gone. We only got one shot at life. And if you don't stand up for something, you're going to fall for anything. And that's why you need to stand up. I'm not ashamed. I don't preach to people. Like, I work for people all the time, and I hardly ever say anything to them about God, ever. But I talk to probably 60% of them over the next year or two, because they get to know and they say, you're a preacher, you're this. And then they ask me questions and I talk to them. I don't preach to people. It's just who I am, because I'm following my vision. I'm a preacher. I should be preaching to people. No, I'm following my vision. I am. I don't need to preach to them. Michael does. I had a guy come to me this week, another guy, Jim Sweeney, a roofer. And he says, do you know that Dan guy? You guys work for him. I said, I don't know him. And they said, well, your boy's cut his grass. And I said, well, whereabouts is it? So he told me where he is. I've talked to this guy, like I've done work for him, so I do know him. I just didn't know his name. And because we work for like 150 people, different people all the time. And Jim says to me, do you know your boys? They're like preaching to him all the time. And he said to me, do you know them boys of John's? And they're not my boys. It's Michael, actually. But they all think he's my son. They said, he come up, this guy's a really high-end financial guy. Like he made like $5 million last year. Just in certain, anyways, he's an investor. And he's only 38 years old. And he came up to me and he told this other roofer guy. And he says, they said to me, do you have God in your life? Jesus loves you. And then Jim said to me, he must be thinking about that, because he told me this a week ago and it's never left his mind. I don't do that, because that's not my thing. It's just not what's in my heart. But what's in my heart, that very same guy had a tree come down and he couldn't get out of his driveway on a weekend. And so when people have to have something happen, usually people give it right to them. I took my excavator in and my guys in, and we cleaned that tree up, and I said to them, listen, you can get out of your driveway. I would usually charge you $500 for this. It's free. I appreciate the work you give us. So that's what I do. And Jim is the one that said to me, I know he's got to be thinking about that because he's told me that. That's good. I don't care. I'm glad what Michael does, because see, he's doing what is in his heart. And that's where fulfillment will come from. I want to tell you something. You only got one shot at this life. And it's going by day by day by day. And many people in life are not happy. They're not fulfilled. They're not full of joy. They don't know. They don't know how they're going to wake up tomorrow. Their whole life is in chaos. And see, the thing is, your life could be in chaos, but with Jesus, you can have peace in the middle of the storm. Do you want to come sing that song? Just sing it then. Yeah, just play it. That's fine. How is everybody going to hear it on that? Oh, it's going to come up here.
Just listen, everybody.
Thank you. Just listen to this song. This is what people have to do. This is why I love this song. It came to my heart when Pearlie was singing.
Through the long dark night, out on the open sea, my faithful Lord. I have fallen on my knees.
you know what? He is an anchor. And God will bring to you the desires of your heart as you just seek first His kingdom. Go home, everybody, and read Matthew 6. Can you add one cubit to yourself? Did He not clothe the grass of the field? And He says, oh, you have little faith. Why don't you just trust me? Why don't you do it my way? Because if I could have made myself taller, I would have. And then He says, do I not look after the birds that are in the air? Do I not feed them? They don't worry, fret. They just do what birds do. They fly around. They look for worms. They work. They do. But they enjoy life. They got no cares. He says, why do you take the care on? Trust me. Come on me, all ye that are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Seek me first and my kingdom. All these other things will be added unto you. Read Matthew 6. You can't add to your life. But how you add to your life is you follow the vision, the plan that God put in your heart. And you have to use faith to do it. Because why I love that song? Because see, in life is tattered. Sometimes life isn't great. People are going through serious things that could cause them to give up. But if you'll hang on to Him, He'll be an anchor and He'll hold on to you. And He'll bring you through the storm. I believe it. I believe that He'll bring you through the storm. Father, I'm not going to go on and on and on. I know there's people that have no vision here today. Father God, I'm asking You right now that You will just renew a vision in people. Why? Or the purpose of why they are here. That vision and purpose begins with You, Lord. You said, Lord, all that call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's why I like that. Because He says He falls down on His knees and realizes he can't do it on his own. We need You, Jesus. Father, give people vision. Because our job is to make a difference in this world. Not just come to church and have a club. But to come here. To encourage ourselves in the Lord. And then to go out and make a difference in a broken world. And Father, I just thank You and I praise You for it. I ask You to restore vision today. Purpose in people's lives. Father, I thank You and I praise You for it. And I give You glory for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I'm just going to ask my wife to come and give some announcements. Duffy had to go. I guess they're pretty simple. We got Wednesday night service. At 7 p.m. And my wife has been doing that. And is it all up there? Just look at there. And midweek, what we've been talking about, she's been doing like a healing school. And because I believe in healing, I believe in prosperity, I believe that God wants you to have happy lives. Julie and I have been married 25 years. 26? 27. And we have had 24 and a half years, likely, of heaven on earth. Only because of God. The first 2 years were because we were idiots. Both of us were. We weren't willing to give. We weren't willing to bend. When we started doing things God's way, great life. My kids are all serving God. I got 13 of them. All of them serving God. All of them. Not one on drugs. Not one an alcoholic. Not one. Why? Serve God, put God first? All your kids. I want to tell you, it ain't rocket science. That's why I can do it. Just put God first. He'll look after your whole life. And you can't quit when things get hard. Oh, I'm doing announcements, my wife said. Well, you should have done them then. All right. Whose anniversary we got here today?
Cam and Rebecca.
It's not on my list, so. No, I'm joking. Cam and Rebecca. And Carolyn Davies, Britt Bennett, Alina is here. And Paul Dunford's not here. So, Alina, we get to sing to Alina? Where is it? No, I know that, but I didn't see it. Oh, she's the first one. Carolyn. Sorry. That's why I don't do announcements. I'm sorry. I'm not anointed to do it.
Happy birthday.
And Duffy's not here, so I'm not going to sing. I'm going to sing, but with the mic down. Just sing. How about happy birthday?
Happy birthday to you.
So original, right? And we'll sing happy anniversary to you one more time. Happy anniversary to you.
Happy anniversary, God bless you. Happy anniversary to you.